Chayvus Halvavos Wednesday. What was this VOR 037? It should be like 2, no?
Could be, I haven't.
Never emptied it in a long time.
Could be.
Okay.
Were all of the Kinesh recorded on this?
Yeah, but I thought it was up. They download, uploaded it.
So could be he just copied it, but he could be. He didn't include it.
Okay. I think it's up. There was an email sent around yesterday that it was up.
That doesn't mean that he took them off here.
Yeah, I know, no, but I'm saying you could safely erase it, L'chayr. They did say, I don't know, maybe check with him first. Okay, Chayvus Halvavos Wednesday night. Yud Aleph Ov. We're learning Shaar Bitachon. And we're in Perek Revi'i, and we're learning about Olam Haba. And he went off a shtickle on a tangent why the Torah doesn't mention Olam Haba. And he gave a few reasons. And we're up to, he talked about a chinuch reason, was the last reason we learned. He talked about a child, how you have to, so we're on page Kuf Nun Hey. Umehem, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines down. Umehem is another reason. Page Kufnun Hey. We learned this was the Moshe with the child, how you have to be mechanech a child. So we're on Kufnun Hey now, another reason. Now this reason is such very, very, very one of the more famous Yesodos of the Chayvus Halvavos. This next reason we're allowed to learn. It's very interesting. It's not even so clear why it's a reason, but he says the reason why the Torah doesn't talk about Olam Haba is because you never really deserve Olam Haba. It, you know, if you follow the Torah, you won't get Olam Haba. How do you like that? Meaning, because you can't. There's no way you could really be zochet Olam Haba. You'll always mess up. Why? Because, again, in the Chayvus Halvavos' world, you're doing for Hashem as a payback, as a koras hatov, what he did for you. You could never catch up to that. You can never catch up. You're always, first of all, you start off like 10 years behind. 10 years and 9 months behind. And then anything you do, he enabled you to do. So, he says you can never catch up. I mean, he doesn't say the beer. This is how I understand the Chayvus Halvavos. You can't catch up. It's love dafka because all the men talik vartos shech and toivel yech. That's not what he means. He means because his view of Avodas Hashem, that in order to deserve and to get what you deserve in Olam Haba, you would have to pay back a koras hatov Hashem, what's coming to him, but there's no such thing. You can't. It's not shaya.
But he's not saying you're not going to get all of my bar.
He says you wouldn't get all of my bar. You never expressed you enough a koras hatov to Hashem.
So he's saying that no one's getting all of my
bar. Whoa!
Well, that's what I'm saying. He's going
to
say.
I've been in the middle of a sentence.
Right.
He says that's why it's not in the Torah, because if you just did the mitzvahs in the Torah and you were a good person and you did everything, you're still not getting Olam Haba. There's only two ways to get Olam Haba, says the Chayvus Halvavos. Two things you can do to get it. But before we learn the two things, I'm first explaining the teretz. That's why it doesn't say it in the Torah, because it's always extracurricular.
So you can explain
the Wait. Yeah. So he says, and the beer in the Chayvus Halvavos, the Chayvus is a very, very remarkable statement. I'm saying the beer is, I'm sure, because of his perspective of what Avodas Hashem is. So you can never be Oved Hashem enough to say, Yotzasi Yedei Chovasi. Yeah, yeah, you can blow a shofar Rosh Hashanah, and you Yotze. You can do all those things, but you will never Yotze Yechova in qualities of your life. And the reason is because of his view of what Yehovah is, so you're always playing catch up. And L'chora, Taka, it's not shayach to catch up. So it can't say it in the Torah. It's always extra credit, extracurricular. It's off the books. It's always off the books. That's the Terence. Now let's learn what he says. Umehem shegmul olam haba, ein adam zochelo b'kosher ma'aso b'levad. You won't be zochel to olam haba because you act properly. Strange as it sounds. Ella, this is a very famous chavis halbavis actually. Ella yizke legmul me'es Hashem, b'shtei sibos acher ha'masu matovim. And now he's finished with his Terence. It's finished with his teretz. Why it doesn't say it in the Torah? It doesn't say it in the Torah because forget about it. It's not happening. So why does it ever happen? Why does it happen? It's always extra, above and beyond what it says in the Torah. Number one is, how do you catch up? So he says you have to increase. It's called exponentially. You can't do it arithmetically. You have to increase exponentially, and you do that by being makar of others. I mean, mezaka others in the mitzvah. So then, you can catch up, maybe. Because then you have like thousands and millions of schuyas accruing to your benefit. Because as they live their lives, and they have children and grandchildren, and everything they do is to your credit. And so like, then that's number one, that's how. Hachsharas b'nei adam l'avodas Hashem. It doesn't mean dafka kir v'chokim. To be care of Krovin, being Mzaka people, teaching people. Kitza, in any way that it increases exponentially. That's one way, one Eitzah. Ba'avosom l'kishron ha'maisum l'fnei Hashem. Ka'omro matztike ha'rabim ka'kochovim lo'olam vo'ed. So it could be a Cheder Rebbe, because that's what the Gemara says. It's talking about the Cheder Rebbe. So it doesn't have to be care of a Chokim. It could be a first grade Rebbe. A first grade Rebbe that instilled in the kids a certain amount of Yira Shemayim that they'll always have the rest of their lives. And this Rebbe, first grade, he taught them Aleph Beis, but he's Matzdike Arabim, not a nice person that everybody likes, but the people that give Musar, V'aleim Tovu Birkos Tov, V'chashe Yitztarech, V'amishtadel Gemul, Hachsharoso es b'nei Adam, ligmul kosro. Now you add it up, del gmul tohar machshav tovasochalto, and how much he was able to purify his thoughts and his goals and his attitudes, yichud hamaisa, everything, you add that to the ledger, and then you roy ligmul olam haba, meis Hashem yisrael. So that's how you actually get it. But it doesn't say it in the Torah, because that's not in the Torah. Not in the Torah, that's above and beyond what it says in the Torah.
So one of the only ways that can get Olam Haba is by Matzdik Rabim?
That's what the Chavis HaLvavah says. There's another way, which we're about to learn. He says there's two ways. That's one. Matzdik Rabim doesn't mean necessarily that you're Makarav Rechokim, although that's obviously a very obvious and clear way to do it. Any time someone learns from you, if you're a good example, if you're a role model, and people say, oh, look at him, he's davening so good, I'm also going to daven good. Or he learns in his spare time, I'm also going to learn in my spare time. So you don't even know. When you get to the Beis Shammai after 120 years, then you see all of a sudden, like, maybe millions of hours of learning Torah. You say, I don't know how to break the news to you, Hashem, but like, that's not me. I say, don't worry, yes, it is you. Of course, somebody saw you and they were inspired. Maybe someone was inspired. And they said, oh, I'm also going to learn Ben Osmanu. He learned Ben Osmanu, I'm also going to learn Ben Osmanu. You don't know. I mean, certainly you should try to do it consciously. You shouldn't rely on the fact that maybe it's happening and you don't know about it. Okay, that's number one. And number two is, the Siva Shnia, is maybe Hashem smiles when he thinks of you and he does you a favor. The Divus V'tova V'chesed Meis Hashem Yisrael. Now, how can you be zochet to that?
If I do the Masim Tov that says in the Torah.
Maybe.
So maybe that goes back.
Maybe, but if you do it with a good attitude, if you don't do it grudgingly, if you don't do it b'di'eved, if you don't do it because you're forced to do it, if you do it with besimcha, maybe that's where besimcha comes in, doing a mitzvah besimcha, which is so important. It might be that you'll do lefnim mishuras hadin, and you're mevater on things, so Hashem likes that. So you find favor in the eyes of Hashem when you're mevater. There's certain things that Chazal tell us make a person find favor in the eyes of Hashem. Certainly, vitor is one of them. V'asiba shniya nadiva b'tovu b'chesed mi'as Hashem yisalek, k'mo shenemar l'cho Hashem chosed, k'atot t'shalim l'mish k'ma'al seil. That's one of the most amazing psukim in the whole Torah, no Tanakh. Because it doesn't make sense. Stira mereisha v'seifa. L'cho Hashem chosed, k'atot t'shalim l'mish k'ma'al seil. If it's t'shalim l'mish k'ma'al seil, it's not chesed. And if it's chesed, it's not t'shalim l'mish k'ma'al seil. It contradicts itself from the beginning to the end. Teretz is, k'atot t'shalim l'mish k'ma'al seil. But that alone wouldn't do the trick. But then you will find favor in the eyes of Hashem, and he will go the extra mile, so to speak, and he'll do chesed. Once he's being Mishalem Lishkem Aseya, when it all checks out, so then he'll do chesed. Something like you said. You will find favor in the eyes of Hashem if you do everything correctly. But everything correctly doesn't mean just being Yotze. It means doing it for the right reasons, etc. Okay, we'll stop here. Actually, I spoke out what he's about to say now. Now he says the reason why he makes a tyrannical statement. He says that now.